We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
First day, voluntary offseason conditioning. The vets are back, and joining us in studio is one of the main guys, quarterback EJ Manuel. Thanks for coming by, EJ. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
It seems like there's been a long time coming, hasn't it? 4 months since you guys last left the building.
Yep. It goes by fast. You know, I have my first offseason, and actually after my first season under my belt, it flew by, but I'm very excited to be back.
You mentioned earlier today what a difference it is from last year, what you were doing at this time,
right,
making all those trips, visits all around the NFL, to this year and what you're doing. Talk about that. What's the biggest difference for you?
I would say the biggest difference is knowing what team I'm on. You know, I know my guys. I've had a year with my teammates, and for the most part, we pretty much have everybody back, especially on offense. So, you know, just keeping in contact with those guys throughout the offseason, checking in on them, or even getting a chance to hang out with some of those guys whenever they traveled to wherever I was or vice versa, you know, has been huge. You know, so I think we've just gotten to know each other even better.
As you look back on your rookie year, and it's not just you, every rookie goes through it, it's kind of a whirlwind, isn't it? From, you know, you have your bowl games to you get to pull, you know, you get to the All-Star games, training, combine. It doesn't end in your going into your rookie year, does it?
No, it doesn't end. And, you know, it still kind of didn't end for me this past offseason just because I missed games and things like that. So I really wanted to catch up on whatever I felt like I missed, you know, from last season. But, you know, having, like I said, that one, you know, that first offseason under my belt, you know, is very good for me.
Well, let's talk about that offseason. And last season for you ended with the knee injury at Jacksonville. You had a procedure, which was done when? In January?
I had a procedure done in January on my left knee. It was just a meniscus clean out, you know, very – it's a normal procedure. You know, right, plenty of guys have it. And, you know, I feel great right now. I feel normal, and I'm still fast.
How soon after that were you ready to run and to throw a little bit?
I was ready to roll probably 3 weeks after.
Okay.
And the doc, she wanted me to, you know, just kind of, you know, take my time. And I did take my time, but at the same time, I didn't want to miss on any time that I could still do stuff to get better. So I'll say after about 3 weeks, I was good to go.
So by February, you were up and doing stuff again?
Most definitely, yep.
And what did that entail? What were the first few things you did during this offseason?
The first few things, you know, beside the normal rehab for any injury, I think, well, I went down to Florida and worked out with Bomarito Performance Sports down in Miami. And, you know, with a great group of guys, Colin Kaepernick and Tyrod Taylor with other quarterbacks there. Among other great players, but a lot of footwork stuff, you know, a lot of, you know, weight room things as far as strengthening my legs and, you know, obviously my upper body too, but I really wanted to focus on getting my legs stronger, you know, because I feel like once you build up those muscles around it, you won't have to worry about any other injuries.
And is that a quarterback-specific workout you were doing down
there? Yes, sir, it was.
And then you said you worked with a guy, I think, in California, Steve Calhoun?
Steve Calhoun, another guy who I've known since my junior year in college. Got a chance to kind of rekindle that relationship with him. And, you know, he's been a huge help for me, you know, especially these past, I say like the past month when I really started amping things up, when I knew I was about to come back to Buffalo. I wanted to make sure I was 100% ready to go.
What did he do for you, Steve Calhoun?
The biggest thing was footwork. You know, we obviously worked mechanics, and I think, you know, we did a couple of new things as far as the throw motion, but nothing crazy, nothing that's going to be, you know, noticeable. But just, you know, he and I just going into the lab, you know, just him and I on the field, nobody else, nobody, you know, distracting us or anything like that, just going to work.
Did they use video and say, here's your throwing motion, here's what you're doing, let's try this?
Or how did we didn't do video as far as compare it and contrast, but, right, you know, we did do video as far as the days that I worked out with him. We had a camcorder,
right,
on me, and we would go back and watch that film and, you know, kind of correct it or say, yeah, that's perfect right there, or, hey, let's change this, let's work on this tomorrow.
EJ, how do you find that guy, and how do you find somebody you trust to deal with your career, basically?
Right, definitely. I think the biggest thing is, you know, knowing him on a personal level beside him as my quarterback trainer is probably the biggest thing for me. I know I can trust Steve. Steve is really taking it upon himself to help me. You know, I think he kind of sees it as his own mission, you know, this year to kind of help me come back and have a great second year, a great sophomore year for the Bills. And I think when I have a great year, I think this whole team will.
You mentioned one of the things you did in this offseason was essentially look at every play that you ran in your rookie year.
Right.
How did that go? And what were you finding when you looked at the video?
The thinking in that was just to, you know, kind of critique whether it was a good or a bad play. You know, because I'm not going to sit here and be completely negative. I felt like we had some success on offense last year. We showed lights of what we can do. you know, as we continue to grow and mature. And I know me personally, I felt like I had a couple good games where I could say, man, yeah, I can really do this. You know, I can help this team. I can take us to the playoffs. But at the same time, there was still times where I felt like I struggled, you know, whether it was a rookie thing or whether it was an injury thing, whatever, it shouldn't matter. You know, I just wanted to kind of wash it away and correct my own mistakes and move forward.
One last question about last year. Did you find, looking back, that your biggest struggles were coming off the injury? I think, you know, you had the preseason injury,
right,
and then you had the early October injury, and it seemed like that's when, at least from an outside observer, that's right, when your biggest struggles were, those first games back.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you have an injury, you know, it's not going to just go away like that, you
right,
know, and at the same time, you still have to be tough as a football player and play through it. You can't allow it to, you know, be something that hinders you out there on the field. But I felt like every time I did come back from injury and say I didn't have as good as a game, I know that game, that next following game, I came back strong. And that was another thing that I think just goes to the character of our team. That's kind of what we want to have as a makeup. Hey, if we mess up on this first one, we're going to come back strong, even stronger on that second one.
We're with quarterback E.J. Manuel, the first day of Bill's voluntary offseason conditioning. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Tell me about the workout you had with teammates. One, first of all, in California, what, right, about a month and a half ago, maybe?
Yep, I would say about a month and a half ago. And, you know, I had about four or five guys out there just to kind of go through routes. You know, I was feeling great. My body felt fine, so I knew I would be ready to go. Kind of mapped out what I wanted to do and what I wanted to get accomplished as far as, you know, going out there. Actually, we were like almost break huddles and, you know, and actually just go out there and, you know, call out a cadence, act like we was, you know, having adjustments from a defense, just, you know.
Running against air.
Yeah, obviously. Running against air, you know, and that's, I felt like that's the best way to practice at that point in time. You know, those guys, they could have been doing whatever they wanted to do. They could have stayed with their family, but they chose, you know, to come out and work out with me. So, you know, I definitely appreciated that, and I think we got a lot of work done.
Who looked good in those California workouts?
They all look good.
Come on.
Nah, honestly, they all look good. I know Kevin Elliott, another guy who's coming off an injury, though, he looked great. And KE was actually training down in Miami where I was at, too. So pretty much every day he and I were working out together.
Yeah, you went to Miami just a couple of weeks ago and did essentially
right,
the same thing with a little bit different group.
Exactly. So, you know, what I try to do was try to make it easier for whoever. If, like, we have some guys who live on the West Coast and we have guys who live on the East Coast. So I think my biggest goal was just to kind of make it convenient for whoever could show up, say, hey, I'll be here this date. You know, had a hotel, everything set up for everybody. So it was really good. I was really, you know, proud of how it came out.
And you used Bill's terminology and ran Bill's
most
route
definitely
concepts.
Oh, yeah.
You did Bill stuff there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was all Bill stuff. You know, I think Coach Hackett would have been proud. You know, we were kind of running practices per se. So I think, like I said, we got a lot of work done. And I think the biggest thing is this is our offense. You know, Coach Hackett is our coach, of course. Coach Downing is our coach. But he's not out there making plays. You know, I think it's really owning up to us as the players to be actually out there, you know, making changes at the line or all that kind of stuff. We got to have that kind of rapport with each other where we can do that stuff second nature.
You mentioned Coach Downing. Todd Downing comes on to be the quarterback coach. You have had a previous relationship with him, right?
Right. We worked together at the Senior Bowl last summer or last January, I think, or last February.
Right.
And we worked together for a week. And even then, I thought he was a great coach. You know, I loved him in that 1 week I had with him. And, you know, he was big on trying to help us showcase what we could do because that's a huge, you know, point in our pre-draft process right there. So, you know, when I saw that he got hired here, I was very excited. I still had his number from, you know, the Senior Bowl, called him up and told him I was excited to get to work with him.
What do you think he can do for you? I mean, for all the quarterbacks.
Right. I think, Coach, you know, he can give us a lot of experience. He's been in the league for a long time, and he's still a young guy.
Yeah.
But he's worked with some great quarterbacks. I know, namely, Matt Stafford, you know, who was a prolific passer even when he was in college. But mm-hmm. I think he amped it up even more so when he got a guy like Megatron and Reggie Bush in the backfield. So, Coach Downing has seen what it takes to win. He's seen what it takes to be a 4,000, 5,000-yard passer, and that's what I want him to push me to.
It's hard to imagine, but could you see less of Coach Hackett then this year? I mean, isn't he going to want to be in your face like he was all last year?
Look, knowing Coach Hackett, he's still going to find a way to come and see me wherever I'm at. But, you know, I think he wants that. He wants me to have that relationship with Coach Downing. That's why he hired him. You know, he hired him as a quarterback coach, and I think that's only going to allow Coach Hackett to be even more innovative in what we do on offense, being that he doesn't have to worry about us as quarterbacks. I mean, obviously, he'll still be in the room with us when we meet, but he knows that Coach Downing is going to take care of his part, too.
EJ, what do you get done? And again, this is the first time you've come here for this voluntary offseason conditioning program as a veteran, but what do you hope to get done over the next 5 weeks that this program goes on?
Just kind of continue what we've been doing. I know personally, I can really only speak for myself and the guys I've worked out with. We've been working very hard, you know, not just, you know, the running, the agility and things like that, but we've been working hard to get better on the actual field, like gameplay type stuff. So we just want to kind of pick up where we left off and, you know, just each day get better. That's the main goal. you know, whether you're tired or whether you don't feel like coming in, because like you said, this is voluntary, but we got to be here. This is, you know, I think an investment for us in the future.
Do you think there's team building that goes on in these 5 weeks that you're here? I mean, is there bonding?
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't here last year.
Right.
I didn't get a taste of, I think it's called the Bills games or the Buffalo Bills games or something like that, that Coach
Shiano has. The workout stuff.
Right. He has set up. So I think that's going to be great team bonding for us. And I know guys are excited about it, because if you win, I think you don't have to do like a pre-workout or something like that before you get to training camp. So
there's incentives.
Some incentives that, you know, makes it nice. But at the same time, I think we have some hungry guys that want to win for this team. So I don't think, even if we didn't have those incentives, I think guys would still be amped up to do it.
And what was it like today to walk back in here and just kind of see the guys again?
Yeah, it was actually a funny feeling, because I didn't feel different. You know, I felt like, hey, I'm back. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't been – I've come to Buffalo probably 6 times throughout the offseason anyway, but, you know, just to see everybody again, like familiar faces, it wasn't like I was a brand new guy and everybody's kind of looking at me. You know, it was more so, you know, hugging up guys, saying, hey, how have you been? How was your offseason and things like that? So it was a really good feeling.
There's an energy in the building today. You can feel it, right?
You can definitely feel it.
EJ, thanks. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Stop by again sometime.
Will do.
EJ Manuel, Bills quarterback. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.